Right.
It has to be done. If I can't come with you in the middle, it's not going to happen. Wait a minute.
So the buildings will be, like you say, going
back in here.
Right out in here.
How many?
Just one.
Two.
We got the loading.
There'll be a truck loadout facility as well as the wet plant.
Yeah, we'll load all the trucks.
The wet plant will be sided and roofed, so.
No, there's going to be a drying plant?
No, there's not.
No. Okay. No.
Yeah, somebody said we were at the meeting, but we're not.
Let me ask you a question. How can you haul it in the winter if you're not going to have a drying plant?
We'll have a dry plant someplace else. Well, it's kind of like, actually, if you look at it this way, the guys who haul raw sand, it's the same thing.
Absolutely.
They both contain about the same amount of moisture.
Yep.
So if we do haul wet sand and it gets shipped out of here via rail, at the other end, what they have to do is they have a rail car crawler that crawls along the top of the open gondolas with a backhoe on it, and they scoop out and take the sand out that way, just like they would raw. Washed and raw, they're all sent out in open gondolas.
But if you ship from here,
yep,
a wet product isn't going to want to stick on the sides of the trucks and just accumulate over and over if it's 10 bowl.
Not in the half an hour or 45 minute drive.
It won't.
Well, okay, sure. Some of it's going to, but
a little bit in the corner.
Yeah, those are issues.
They use a vibrating bed too to knock as much out as they can. So.
Yeah.
Well, would you have a washing plant or something here?
Yeah, a wash plant would be here.
Yeah, the wash plant. And,
how many gallons did you say that it'd take?
You know, until the wash plant's completely designed, I can't say for sure, but I said 8 to 10,000 gallons.
It's not a lot. We'll lose 6% moisture in the sand that we won't be able to get back out. So 6% will disappear every day, and then we have evaporation.
Yeah.
That we'll lose from the ponds until the I'm not going to tell you that we're going to cover them, but
would that
be the ultimate
be
goal.
Every day? That much? That many gallons?
Yeah. It's not like a farm irrigation well. It's
but that's the same water that gets used every day. It just gets recycled.
Yep.
It's not different water.
So you won't have to drill a well. You'd have to drill a well, but you wouldn't be using fresh water every day.
No, you wouldn't be pumping 10,000 gallons every day out of that well.
Okay. No.
You just can't keep recycling what you're using out of this.
Right.
Can you get that design done before these guys have to approve your permit so that they know exactly how much water is actually going to be used?
That, if you guys can do that, you can, but that is not required for the conditional use process.
And the issue with that is spending a lot of money on design up front before you have an approval.
So we don't really know how much water it's going to use.
Like I say, the 8 to 10,000 gallons in process is typical.
That
would be just startup water. And once you'd be moving,
Or is that net water?
A lot of recycled water.
Oh, then we'd
you'd probably be recycling 7%.
So what's the daily?
Well, like you said, we'll lose 6%.
90.
That'll go out.
90% probably.
Yeah. 90%. Yeah. Well,
yeah, and then you'll have some evaporation. Yeah. Evaporation, so it'd be close to 90%. You'll be recycling.
Okay. So a couple thousand gallons a day. Is that what you're saying? Net coming out of the ground.
Well, if you said we needed to make up 10% of it, let's say it's
10,000
instead of 8,000, that'd be 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000 gallons a day kind of coming out of the ground.
Yep.
How deep is it to groundwater? You don't know.
Yeah, we sort of...
Was it 60?
It's right there, 60 feet right there.
Huh.
So potentially the same level as Pratt Creek, give or take.
Now with a high cap wall, though, would you go down to the next aquifer, though?
Yeah, we can't take it from that ground. We cannot take
I don't know that what we got into there, it was still pretty silty, so I don't know if we'd get enough water out of that.
Mm-hmm.
We only went 60 feet there.
And so then you'll have a holding pond for the water that you're...
Probably.
So you'll pump it out of the well, put it in the holding pond, and then pull it out of the holding pond? Is that the plan?
Yep. And supplement it out of the well.
Are you going to line that well? Or the pond.
Yeah, they can't drain.
Condition that is in here.
Yep.
I think it's in our 213.
Mm-hmm.
Got to do it anyway. We don't want to lose the water.
No. Yeah.
Cool.
How often do you think you like to change the water?
Well, not really, never. You would have to.
You're always adding to it.
No. Just ask.
Like you said, you're adding 10% to it every day, so.
Yep.
So is there any room to maneuver at all on that route instead of going south, going north? I think a lot of the conversation would just melt away if you went north instead of south.
Problem is the rail is to the south, so...
All the rail is to the south. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, but that's what the guys that we just visited, they're going to the same rails.
Yeah, but they can just go hop, skip, and a jump over.
So we'd have to go through Gallatin and then up that road, and it'd be that much further. And
come past Alma.
Could you cut off it?
No. You can't use those roads.
Why not?
The county lets you use them.
Well, what if the county got on board with this to sort of help everybody out?
The thing is, with that road over there, it floods, you know that.
I know. I'd
then
put
you do county road during that.
Yeah. Yep.
You're looking at double end too, even down here.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's pretty.
It's not. I mean, well, it's all new. I think most of it.
Yeah.
Well, would you be looking and going down this way?
Yeah, that's the way they want to go. They want, and that's the thing that everybody's all worked up about is that dug right there.
Because you wouldn't want to take Sand Road. That's not built for.
Well, I was thinking, you know, what about? I mean, I think that you could probably raise money. I'd certainly put money into upgrading Sand Road to get the traffic off that dug. I think B is probably, well, we'd have to talk to Chad. B is pretty good from, not on B, it's Sand Road, isn't it?
B floods too.
B floods almost every spring.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what you say? Right, a couple days, 2-3 days.
Couple days. So, you know, you know, I think that the way out of this one is if we could figure out a route that didn't go over the dugway. If you really insist on going over the dugway, it's going to be a long, hard fight.
Well, that's another thing, like, County Road B, there'd be road bands put on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, same with double M.
How would you do that?
I mean, if
through the agreements that the county reaches, they eliminate the road bands.
Oh.
But there's that bridge there, though.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the... I have no idea. Brevik would have to be the one to answer them questions. I mean, if you guys anticipate that or want to pursue that, call up Dave Brevik.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know if the whole board here is taking a ride down, but I think what you did on the other end for that dangerous intersection is great. I mean, that's the kind of thing you have to do.
Yeah.
But if you go from here down to Highway 35 and just take a pencil and count how many roads coming out are blind that you come up on real quickly and how many blind corners there are, It's pretty scary going from here down to 35 with a truck. And
I agree with you. I call it a suicide
route. It is.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's really
don't have
bad.
Much traffic on there, and we still have accidents.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to shove this off on someone else, but I think before you make a decision, you really have to go and take a close look at how many of those driveways are going to be extremely dangerous. I know Dave Nelson stood up today, but there's quite a few other ones that are exactly like it that are very dangerous, hard to pull
there's
out.
There's a dozen of them.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
one
a
way
dozen
to
of them that my job at this point, because we needed to get through this meeting here today, is to stop in and talk to all those people and try to figure something out.
Yeah.
We will take the high road. That's all we've ever done in the past, mm-hmm. similar to what Dave had to do there, and get it figured out.
But you
some
know,
some people are going to be amicable, and other ones aren't.
If you took all that money that you're probably going to have to spend to fix all those blind driveways, and aimed it at Sand Road and B, I think you'd come out way cheaper.
But those people need to, okay, if we didn't look at the economics of it that way, and those people need to get their driveways fixed anyway. Some of them are crazy. They back out on the road.
Besides the driveways. Yeah. There are a lot of really sharp curves. There are places where it's like a roller coaster, and you can't see what's coming. And so if somebody's coming from, I mean, we've almost hit people who have been over
Well, I mean,
the
that's on any roads, so. Though.
Oh,
I know it's bad, but it's, I mean, any roads like that.
37.
I got a road back in my valley. It's like that. You can't see what's coming.
I know.
You
know? Right. 37 yeah, going this way is not. Like that.
I mean, if you ever drove around states, other states, there's.
But here's the deal. You know how
roads are like this. I mean, they're driving trucks.
The way you can tell a substandard section of a road is if there's a curve sign or a speed sign on it, and if you count the number of curve speed signs going down 88, you'll find that it's about 30. Maybe more. Whereas if you count the number of curve signs, speed signs on the 37 route, you'll find that it's like 5. And so, you know, there's a whole bunch of other things. There's this big long list of issues. You know, there's a trout stream over there that the DNR cares about. There's all kinds of stuff going.
You're not going to drive through the trout stream.
No, but what's going to happen is that the DNR is going to care because of the dust coming off of the trucks, et cetera. I'm not the DNR. I'm not going to even try to invent what they have to say. I'm simply saying that it would be much...
Sounds like you were, actually, but...
But I agree with you. There's some issues down on this road. I mean, bad issues, so...
So...
Don't say that. The DNR is the one that care. We live here. We care, too. I mean, and the people that are running these mines aren't a bunch of mindless idiots. They care.
I mean, we're
well.
Not trying
Did I say
to,
mindless
we're
idiots?
To, no, we're but trying it's to make implied. It the best way.
Well, I'm not trying to imply that. What I'm trying to imply is that there are people on the far side of that dugway who are really worried about what's going to happen when people go over that really dangerous road. And that if there was a way to figure out a better route, I would write checks to help them.
Did we miss the discussion on ours? Because we got here, we kind of stopped down where, you know, the Dooney's house.
Yep, we haven't even discussed ours.
No.
Okay, thank you. I didn't know that. That's my main objection.
I guess I was just looking at it'd be less traffic going to the south. If a person could take half the trucks and, like I say, go over double in and, you know,
split the trucks and go double in.
But I'm not going to be the one to go to the meeting that's in downtown Alma and try to tell them that now we're running half the trucks through their town. That was half the group that was there today, you know. So
well, they weren't even there. The Alma folks, there was one or two.
Yeah.
Main.
Yeah, well, I know, and it's we're darned if we do and darned if we don't. You know, when you head south of here. You know, if you're just looking for sand, there are a few places, but until you get up to this elevation and you get rid of the overburden that sits on top, this is where the sand sits, and that's the direction that we got to go. And you know, it's $11 to truck it to Menominee. You know, now we're sending sand through all the other counties. I mean, we're doing our darndest to leave all the sand parked right here and put all the jobs in your county. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, and. Yeah.
And how many trucks did you were talking? You were talking 150, right?
Well, yeah.
That's if it's 24/7, but
it's,
you know, you increase if you try to cut back on the number of hours and still keep the same size plant.
Yeah, this plant was 80.
Yeah, where did it go to 150?
That's what it started out anyway.
Yeah,
that was after listening Dave go through his part over there a little bit. And trying to figure out on hours and weekends where everything was coming out, and it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, it's the math.
It was getting out of control in less than 1 hour, 5 minutes for you.
Yeah.
And it's like, we have contracts to uphold on the other end.
Yes.
And it's we sit here with sand, and it's got to go from here to there in the shortest distance. And the shortest distance, even though we all have to drive this road at the posted speed limit or less, it's safety's first to get out of here. And we double the route if we go another whole entire direction. And if we're not taking the sand here and somebody... I know of other mines who are coming, obviously. You know, not mine. And so everybody's going to be fighting for the same route to get out. And so I kind of raised my guard and I said, wait a minute, we better do something different here. And I'll take heat for it shortly. So here you are.
You have to have that. I mean... It's how it gets unloaded on the other end. You have to have that cycle. And that cycle also is conducive for safety. If those guys know that when they get there, they're going to get loaded. And when they get on the other end, they're going to get unloaded. They don't start driving faster. And they don't start trying to get an extra run in the day because they're not going to get it. And so that's one of the things that, you know, that we've sat down. And even when we had C.D. Larson, it's like, this is how many trucks, this is how many loads you're going to get, so you can choose to drive the speed limit and do all the things right, or go work somewhere else. And once we got that across right away, it seemed to make sense to people. So yeah, this way, that way, whatever way we go, it's not a perfect world. It really isn't. But the thing that we do is try and address all the issues that we can, and then be mindful of the ones that we cannot.
But the 24/7, I don't think that for sure will go anyplace because that's just too many trucks on the road making noise and Jake brakes, and that sure won't fly.
We we were going to set up shop over in Trumbull County, but over there we were going to push all of our sand through slurry pipes, and the hours of operation kind of But you can't just push water and sand through slurry pipes and shut it down at night and start it up in the morning. Not without going through a million gallons of water. And so we pulled shop from there, technically. The hours of operation over there, the way that that's set up, is all the trucks are on the road at the same time as all the school buses, which is the worst thing that you could want to do for safety. And so what we were just talking about here is that if we didn't run at night, can I cut the trucks loose first thing in the morning before the school buses get on the road? And then, I mean, I can't control them exactly when they come back at night, but, you know, we're still trying to stay off the road at school when the kids are standing out there and when they get off the school bus at night.
Ronnie, you know, what do you want to see?
With respect
to these guys filling
the contracts. It scares me that they're coming over that way at all, but I kind of like what Kendall did with his hours. Stay off the roads on the weekends and give us those daylight hours that Kendall did. I mean, to me, that's reasonable. I don't know if you need... I don't understand all the sand going on. But
no,
oh, did he take that on?
And I also want
to know. Yeah.
No weekends.
I thought I heard him say till noon on Saturday.
No weekends.
Okay. No weekends or just... From Memorial Day to Labor Day was taken out.
I'm so upset about this.
Because I thought I remembered hearing something till noon on Saturday.
I could have.
I couldn't stand to let them drive at night in these spots.
Well, that's why Kendall's hours are worse, I think. If there's a way that that can be done.
I'd like to say something about the kids driving with the trucks. I'm 39 years old, and I can remember when we got out, whatever vehicle piece of crap you had, you were trying to make the wheel spin as long as you could to get out of there and, you know, be a tough guy, whatever. I don't think that's changed since I've been out of school. And to give the truck drivers a little bit of credit, this is their profession, and it's very important that they don't have speed limits. Speeding tickets and accidents and things like that. And I actually, if we send our kids to school, we're sending them to professionals. I've got three little girls that are coming up, and I think about them driving things, and who better to teach them how to behave on the road than a professional truck driver?
I mean, there is some really good... I mean, I've been driving now for over a month, and I've learned a lot in the last month. I mean, there's... I'll tell you the truth, the truck drivers out there on the road are more cautious than anybody, because you got 80,000 pounds you got to try to stop. And there's people that just, I mean, if they would just think, half of these people should have been dead half the time, you know. But I mean, for most part, I know the volume. I've been driving through Chicago. So, I mean, there ain't going to be no more volume in Chicago.
I know, but I chose not to live in Chicago.
I know, okay,
and
I know.
Since we're on hours, it's just like, could we have a couple hours in the morning?
I don't think we should, like he said, we shouldn't be doing it when the kids are going to school. I don't want that at all.
No, I don't want that at all either, but I want to have my, just an evening again where I can go out and walk and enjoy my property too, which is very valuable. I don't have sand. I don't want sand. I just want to, it's just heart-wrenching that we will have no time if it's 24 hours a day.
The night hauling isn't just a safety thing. It's the quality of life. When you look down this highway as you drive down, look at all the new homes that people have invested tons and tons of money in, bringing in huge amounts of property tax. Some of these people paid lots of property tax. And, I mean, I think at least asking for just the evenings and weekends. You know, like Kendall's hours, I could live with that. And
I don't know how much sand that we're going to pull out of here, according to what you guys are going to pull out of there. I don't know what that deal is. I mean, you guys have been dealing with that, so.
Do you have a lifespan on this mine? Any idea?
Well, like I said at the meeting,
five years out of this site.
Right. And then, you know, if we want to bring in sand from elsewhere, we'll have to
get a wash plant.
The wash plant would stay here, so yeah. I mean, the trucks would leave from here.
Yeah.
And how long would that last?
Well, that could be indefinitely.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
And that's one thing that I wanted is actually...
Because I live on that road.
Here, you know.
Yep.
I actually wanted the plant. So I thought, well, look at the jobs it's going to create in Gilmanton, and it's going to keep here, you know.
It's going to bring people.
I mean, for right now, everybody's leaving Gilmanton for...
Yeah, I think it'll be enough here in a few years.
Like, you know, yeah, and
you know, one thought, if you guys, I'm just throwing it out here, you mentioned something like 24-7, and some people said about the school thing, maybe you could go ahead and do a 20 hours where you shut off 2 hours for the school hour morning and the school hour p.m.
Well, that's what we said we were going
to
do.
Yeah.
Seems like it satisfies the evening. Someone wants to go walking. You know exactly from 3 to 5, there's no trucks loading.
We have 2 hours. Hurry up. Let's get outside.
All night long trucking with the noise. And I'm sure if you've driven down 88, the trucks make a lot more noise going down our road than any place else, because every place you have to slow down for a curb, a hill, it's constant. I mean, even during the grain season. You know, the trucks are really noisy, and if that's going on all night long...
24-7.
Yeah, I mean, that's just not even livable.
24 hours, 5
You know, we're already losing property value, which is fine with me. I think this is good for our economy, and I'm willing to accept some of that loss, but not to give up the whole night and weekends. I mean, I don't think that's asking too much.
No,
to say, okay, let's go with Kendall's hours and stick with that.
Well, another thing, maybe a compromise would be is that... The wash plant is it comes like right now. If you're in this weather, you could be washing right now, but you ain't gonna be shutting down at night because then everything will freeze up. But if you keep running the water, I mean, I was in Trumbull County and listened to the board people there. Nothing against board people, but I couldn't believe there was like two or three people on that board that didn't understand Wind Bay, which now is Preferred Sands, argument about you can't shut it down at night. Otherwise, you're just the whole plant's shut down. Like we were shut down. Right, early December, and then that was it. It was done.
Well, also, it takes a couple hours to shut down.
Whereas we got these warmer days, but if you're
going to
run during the warmer days, you got to run at night then in order to keep the water from freezing.
But we're talking about trucking, the 24-hour day.
The give and take with the truck is if you, and Kendall's is smaller than this, is the volume of trucks. If you limit the hours, then the
more trucks.
The take is the trucks. And so,
that's great.
You know, and
have a bunch of them all day long, back and forth all day. Give us something where we don't have
thoughts.
Just correct me here.
Yep.
We're not trying to get an approval today.
Correct.
We're just trying to have an on-site meeting and listen to this, right? Yep. So it's a
You guys have too much other work to do.
I know that.
Exactly.
Okay. I just want to get that clarified.
This is informational for everyone.
But I mean, and we can evaluate shutting down some of the hours and look at how many trucks it would take. I mean...
Obviously... I don't want to shut the wash plant off, you know. Once you're running water, I gotta
keep the
water
running. Is
there
anybody here opposed to running the wash plant 24/7?
I am if it drives the trucks all.
No, we're just talking
one subject first.
Really see, we decided that we liked Ronnie's location right here better than other ones because there's nobody here.
Right.
You know. So.
Except for us.
Well. Too bad. You're
getting no, I'm just saying. There's nobody here to bother. Except
right.
So
that's right.
It's
yep.
our deal. So.
Yep. And
especially once you put the walls and the roof on it.
What can you run the wash plant and keep the trucks off the road for 10 hours, 12 hours?
Well, to keep them off for... Actually, you're talking 48 hours, not having them on for weekends. But...
Did we have no weekend hauling...
Could we go
365 for you, or was it just during the tour season?
Just during the tour season.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, you picked the date of May.
Yep. April 1st to October 31st.
And then is it just Saturday mornings, was it? Or what was
On weekends?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, no Sundays, and it was 7 to 3, on Saturdays. Yeah.
Okay, so you did have some. I thought it.
Is that what that was?
No, that's in the wintertime.
That's wintertime.
Oh, that's after hours of... Okay. Yeah, yeah.
May 1st, we can all at half a Saturday.
Yep.
But during the summertime, there's no safety.
Meeting, I don't remember the gentleman's name, but he was the gentleman that spoke about the Fountain Cochrane School.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And talking about...
Principal.
The principal? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a very simple fix. There's a time in the morning when those buses get there and get to the building, and that needs to be the time that the trucks don't come. And I told them that I'm going to come and meet with them. And that's an easy figure. I mean, we just find out. And there's also a time that the school bus is going to be running down 37 and 88 that will back up the trucks that I'm sending anyways. So it's an easy way to, you know, those are particular times. And they're actually very short. At the school, it's about 10 minutes in the morning when all the trucks arrive. And so you just avoid that. And then there's a time when they leave. They don't load up the kids and one leave. They load up the kids and the buses head out. And so there's, it seems like it's a big bad fix, but it's really not that difficult. I mean, it's just a coordination of
time. It's exactly what it is. It's coordination.
Yep.
Let me, I'm just curious, when the grain trucks are hauling, are they limited on their hours?
Well, there are so few. I mean, I live on 88, there's so few, and
mostly grain trucks will run, they run 37 down.
Yeah, hardly anybody runs down 88.
Okay.
Most time they're dropped, it's closed at 5, so.
Yeah.
And open at 8 in the morning, usually. 7, 8.
6 o'clock, usually.
Yeah. And the only ones running around the night would be if they were moving the combine around or something like that, too. Yeah. But the only thing.
And then they get going early, so they're in the front of the line at 8
a.m. I mean, I went down at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I went down.
Gary, what time you get up?
I mean, you do.
I get up in the morning.
He waits for the rest of us to get out of there before he shows up.
Exactly.
Well, I guess... I'll just make a motion to table this till next board meeting, and so they will come up with a little more information.
30 days.
March 8th.
Yeah,
30 days.
March 8th.
March 8th.
I wasn't sure if it was March 1st or March
8th.
Yeah,
there's some conflict there with...
Oh, yeah, it'd be next meeting would be March 8th.
March 8th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll second that.
The motion is made and seconded. We table this for 30 days. And see what kind of hours you can
everybody figure
compromise
out.
With. Yep. Everybody favor signify saying aye.
Aye.
Close, aye. Opposed the same time. Motion carried. So, we can get to the next.
Good. You guys know what you need?
I'll be talking to you.
Okay.
Yep. But as far as could you stockpile, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to if we don't run on weekends. Yeah. We have to. That's 48 hours.
See, and it's not so much as running on weekends. It's watching out for the 35 corridor where the tourists travel up and down. That's what we're really trying to look out for here.
Okay.
And that's what prompted it. Actually started in Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
That limited weekend traffic now went through Elma, and now it'd be Fulton City.
Yeah.
That's what we're really looking out for is that corridor.
You're just going to the Fredericton, right?
If you guys have questions, let me know.
I'll
answer them as soon as I can.
I'll be in touch.
Okay.
I'm sure I will. So.
Alrighty.
Yep. Well, that's great. Yeah. We appreciate everybody's time.
No problem.
Okay.
Go over to Dave's quick. Get that one done.
Thanks,
Chad.
Yep.
Thanks.